And we're back on Filter, 91.9 KPTZ, streaming at kptz.org. I'm P-A-U-L-R-I-C-E, Paul Rice, and this is, I think I've got Sean Vincent on the line. Are you there, Sean?
Hello, sir.
Hey, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I remember you said you got to go to work right after this.
So. Yeah, I've got to be to work at 3. I'm feeling like kind of by the water right now, looking at beautiful Port Townsend Bay. So
nice.
Let's do this thing, man. What
nice.
Are we talking about today, Paul?
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about Sean V. Like, where are you working?
I work at McDonald's.
Okay.
I work there Monday through Friday, sometimes days, mostly nights. So I'm not going to reveal my schedule.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's about how often I go to McDonald's.
Friday. I've been there for 5 years, on and off, my 5th year, and it's going well. Trying to, you know, make the place run smoother. It's the only fast food drive-through restaurant in town. So what we do is we just try to make it fast and make it right.
That's great. It probably is my second or third favorite restaurant in town.
It's garbage food, but I mean, it's there when you need a snack or, you know, you're drunk or, you know, you don't want to make dinner, whatever it is. It's there, but I don't recommend it with any regular diet on a regular basis.
Okay. Fair enough.
I should heed that advice.
I'm just trying to work on my dad bod, you know?
Yeah,
I gotta keep the dad bod alive.
I put on like 40 pounds in the last 6 months, so my dad bod is incoming as well.
Well, let's unpack Sean Vincent. Tell us who you are. I guess how long have you lived in Jefferson County?
Oh man, since I was 6 years old.
Oh, okay,
I'm 32 now. So do the math. I've been all around the county, started in second grade. I went to Grant Street and then Swan School and then Chimatown and then GB for a little bit and then back to Blue Heron and then closing until I finished high school. You know, I've just been in and out the county ever since for the last, 20 some odd years.
We got you on here today because not only did you organize the peaceful protest by Safeway last week and the first George Floyd protest in Port Townsend, you've also just this week started a chapter of Black Lives Matter Port Townsend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I've got a team of like 6 people with me, 5, 6 including myself, and we're trying to get in touch with the national organization, and the closest Black Lives Matter chapter to the Northwest is in Vancouver. There's not an official one staged in Seattle yet. I don't know if that's happening, but we're trying to, you know, see if we can get one started out here, at least, if not just a grassroots movement of Black Lives Mattering and civil rights, you know, and honestly, is exposing some racism in this county as well, because a lot of people don't believe it happens around here. And so that's what we're trying to do, is show that it does happen around here.
So tell our listeners too a little bit about how the protest came about. What was the genesis?
Well, honestly, when George Floyd was murdered, obviously as a personal story, I'm half Black, half white. My mom is Black, my dad is white. I was very upset when this happened. I've been very upset at every single one of these that have happened. I watched Philando Castile get murdered on Facebook Live. I was on Facebook the day that it happened, and I tuned in, and I watched it happen, and that was very traumatizing. And I've been affected by this ever since. And so I just got tired of sitting around fighting with people on Facebook about this, and I wanted to get off my couch and do something on my weekend. So I made a post to my friends that I was going to go stand out on the corner with a sign, and made a Facebook event about it through my rapper like Facebook page on accident. I was trying to do it through my profile, but it happened through my like rapper music page.
Your rap name?
I have so many. Sean Vision is currently the one.
That's
I'm
the latest.
On. There was Throwback. There was Sean V. In the younger years, there was Killer V. I've gone by many names. I did a lot of bars here in town for the last decade.
So, and let me get this straight. You're saying you kind of accidentally shared this event with the public when you only meant to share it with your friends?
Well, yeah, I meant to share it through my Facebook profile with my friends, which is, I think, set to public privacy. I'm not sure. a public privacy setting, but it accidentally created through my Facebook music page instead, and I still shared it and, you know, made a couple people the host and had them invite their friends, and then I went to work, and when I got off that night, I looked at it, and all of a sudden, I've got 120 responses of people going, and when I showed up at 11 o'clock that day, all of these people started pulling up. I think our peak hours were between 11 and 1. We had like 100, 113 people on the corner protesting for Black Lives Matter, so it was a beautiful thing to see.
That's great. Yeah, that, I mean, yeah. I saw the pictures. I wasn't there at the protest, but, I mean, 100 people in Port Townsend's actually, like, what is that, like 10% of the population?
I couldn't know. I haven't studied
it's,
the
it's,
numbers.
It's significant. I mean, it's significant
it was,
to...
Yeah, it was overwhelming enough that I stood out on the corner and cried for a moment at, like, you know, just what had been accomplished on that day, you know, that this could happen. And it inspired me to do something, so that's why I, you know, got a few very close friends together and said, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to start a Black Lives Matter movement out here. And we made a Facebook page. We're growing in popularity.
That's great.
Overwhelmingly.
How many people have you had sign up, would you say?
Right now we have 85 on our email list.
Wow.
450 or 410, something like that, Facebook likes in like 48 hours.
That's great. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it's been a great response.
I mean, that's fast, and you, you know, almost an accidental activist to have this kind of response. I mean, it just shows that it's time. I mean, it's been time for a long time.
and that's a great way to put it, is accidental activist, because that's really what I am. But I'm taking it on my back and I'm running with it, because it's a movement I really feel a connection to, and feel like this is something that, I don't know, a higher power, something in the universe is telling me to do this, and I'm going to continue doing this, and I'm going to continue fighting for it.
Well, let me ask you, it shouldn't be controversial, right? But to lots of different people, Black Lives Matter can seem like an assault on their own lives. And I'm wondering, right, what does Black Lives Matter mean to you? And, you know, how do you respond to people who say things like all lives matter?
My response to all lives matter is all lives will matter when Black Lives Matter. That's my only response to that. I will delete people out of my life and cut friendships off, lifelong friendships, I don't care, over all lives matter, because to me that is a direct racist response to Black Lives Matter. Yes, we recognize that all lives matter. It's obvious that all lives matter, but why don't Black Lives Matter? That's what I'm wondering. And a lot of people who say all lives matter won't say Black Lives Matter. You'll notice that.
Mm.
At the protest Saturday, I had people shouting All Lives Matter at me. We had a friend we cut off, a long-time friendship we cut off, because they brought a sign that said All Lives Matter.
Are you serious?
I had kids in the parking lot walking in the Safeway shouting at me All Lives Matter and White Lives Matter. And
these are like kids you grew up with, like white kids.
Some white kids I didn't know, some people I've known for a long time. I mean, the barriers have been set on who's in my social circle these days.
So you've literally, like, kind of lost friends because of what's happening right now, and because of Black Lives Matter, essentially, of saying Black Lives Matter.
Most definitely.
I'm sorry. It doesn't seem fair to me.
Sorry about it. It happens. It's great. There's a thing I share on Facebook where maybe this isn't such a bad year. Maybe this is the year of change. Maybe this is the year something happened. And when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing something different this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just gave me tingles.
I'm going to try to make a change in my local community. So I don't, it's not a bad thing. I see it as a blessing in disguise, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard a lot of people talk about how if you can get this stuff, racism, if you can get people's racism out in the public eye, that's the only way it gets healed. That's the only way
Only way is if they see it, and if we expose them to it, it's the only way.
Well,
the only way. There's multiple videos going out right now. There's multiple posts being shared, Facebook groups exposing racists and screenshotting. I've seen people, racists getting fired because people are screenshotting and sending it to their jobs, and it's going down out here, Paul.
Well,
going down.
Let me ask you this. So you've started this Black Lives Matter chapter. Your life has pretty much, I mean, changed in a matter of a week. You become you were a public figure before, I know, because, you know, of course, anybody who was in the local music scene probably knew that you were a rapper, but now you've kind of taken on the burden of being basically the lead organizer for Black Lives Matter Port Townsend.
Yeah.
So how has the response been to that for you in the last week?
Well, a lot of great response, honestly. A lot of people reaching out and showing support, wanting to help, asking how they can help, wanting to donate money. There's been a great amount of positive response, but, you know, don't get it wrong. There's also been negative response. I mean, we had a very deep conversation yesterday. I got a death threat in my mailbox.
What you got?
I don't know where it came from.
You got a death threat?
Yeah, I got a death threat.
And it was like an email death threat, or it was?
No, this was a letter in my mailbox.
In your mailbox. So whoever left that letter that threatened you knows where you live.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is certainly a response.
Yeah, that was that's the most critical response I've ever seen. I, you know, of course, dialed 911, and it's the cops. The cops have it under evidence. But yeah, that was a scary thing yesterday. I broke down and cried before work because of how scared I was, and for my family and my daughter. You know, I got a family to protect, and the main reason I put on that protest Saturday was because I wanted to go to the protest in Seattle. But I had to think of my safety. You know, I didn't want to put that fear in my girlfriend, Tasha, or her daughter, Georgie. And, you know, I did something safer. And now it's garnered a death threat in my mailbox. So, yeah, it's a scary time for me right now. But it's not something that's going to deter me from this fight or, you know.
And you said you have taken it to the police, so the police are aware of the fact that you've been threatened. But that had to have felt weird, too, with everything that's happening, where it's like, and I think we'll talk more about the police and after we come back from the break, but, you know, did it feel like you could easily take the letter to the police, or was that something that you had to think about first?
Something I had to think about for at least a solid hour before I even made the 911 call.
I mean, I feel like if in this state and age, it's like, well, you're going to take this threat to the police, but, you know, and I mean, we all know good officers,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's a prime example of being black in this county and being black in America. It takes me an hour to think, do I take this to the police? You know,
right. I would have called in a second.
Let them know that I've been threatened. Had I been white, had a white person done it, they might have immediately called 911. It took me an hour before I called 911 and debating with four or five friends before I did.
Right. You know, we're seeing this kind of like vigilantism now, like with the what happened in Forks, where the multiracial family tried to go camping, and they
terrible.
Got I mean, it's just like what they got stranded. They got absolutely forcibly stranded down terrible. A logging road.
Yeah.
You know, and you're getting death threats for holding peaceful protests is I mean,
for anyone who wants to know, the summary of the death threat basically said Trump derangement syndrome, this illness affects Port Townsend progressives and can be fatal. And the words Trump derangement syndrome and can be fatal were the key words of a death threat to me. So And plus there was like a little funny gif of Bernie 2016 stuck in a pile of poop.
Oh man!
I almost cussed, but I cut. I almost cussed, but I
hey,
cut
nice
myself.
Save. Good, good. You're doing great.
Stuck in a pile of poop, and it said, "Have you ordered your son?" So it was a very, very, very weirdly worded, but very real death threat.
Well, I'm just so sorry that happened to you and to your family. And just for everybody's sake, this is 91.9 KPTZ. We're talking to Sean Vinson, who is organizer of Black Lives Matter Port Townsend, and talking to us about Black Lives Mattering, which they do. Black Lives Matter.
Right.
I'll say it 1,000 times, and
Black Lives Matter.
We could just say,
I'm not a mumble rapper, but I am a mumble talker. So if I mumble, I apologize. But I just get so damn excited about the subject, you know, and I cuss.
Did somebody text you about mumbling or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, Tasha. She just wants the best for you. Well, thank you for being here with us, Sean Vinson. And, I want to say also thank you for being willing to come on this show in this mostly white town and be a black person and to kind of take the weight and talk about black experience and black being black here, because I think people don't realize that you start to exoticize people and it becomes a burden to just always have to carry that weight. Mm-hmm. So I recognize that.
Well, we do exist. We do exist in the sound and our voices need to be heard. So that's really the purpose of the movement, is to make black voices heard in this town and, you know, make people know that racism exists in this town and we experience it almost on a daily basis.
So one thing I know that a lot of what the George Floyd protests have brought out is these questions about the police and ultimately, you know, who the police serve and what is the role of the police in society? I think the major question that I always want to ask people is, do you have a different experience with the police based on the color of your skin? You know, to people who might not realize, I mean, we're all intimidated by the police a little bit, right? Because it's no joke when you see like the body armor and like the, you know, those look at try and see if they have like a standard issue weapon or if they carry their own kind of gun type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, to put this burden on you again and kind of just say, you know, what are some of the experiences you've had with the police in Jefferson County? I mean, it can be good or bad, but, you know, what has been your experience living here and dealing with the police as a person of color?
Okay, let's talk. My first experience with the police was when I was 12. I stole a truck on Center Road, and I crashed it off an embankment, and I was running up to the overpass, and they pulled up and drew guns on me. Granted, it was the middle of the night, but, pulling guns on a 12-year-old child, black child, I don't know. You know, I was too young to know back then. It was my first crime, and I have totally resolved my ways since then. But that was my first experience with the police. My most recent experience with the police, I was interviewed for that letter that I got in the mail yesterday, and it was a great, great experience. He was very helpful. Mm. He's a cop from the South. Jeremy, you pronounce his last name because I keep forgetting.
I don't remember.
Virgin, V-E-R-G-I-N. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he's a fantastic cop. He works at the high school. And he was very helpful with me, opened up a case file, emailed me. But at the same time, you know, of course, I'm looking, he has body armor on. He has a weapon on his left hip or on his right hand side. He has two phones on his chest. And I even asked him, is your body camera on right now? He said, no, it's not. It's just buffering. Okay, cool. But, you know, I always notice these things. I once got pulled over I just pulled up to my house. I was living on a bus on 21st Street. And I just literally pulled up to my house, and I got pulled over by a local cop and asked if everything was good, if my license was still good, if I had insurance, just checking, because I had a history of driving on a suspended license. So he was literally just checking on me. So I felt like that was really weird. I've had a lot of up and down experiences with the cops, but racially targeted. Yeah, I could say sometimes that one where I lived on the bus, that felt very racially targeted.
Mm. So
I know my mom; she's a much darker skin tone than me. She's had way bad experiences with the cops in this town, but that's a whole other episode.
Good. Yeah, that's. I mean, the collection of it, but it sounds like it's been hit or miss. It's like almost you don't know what you're going to get. Are you going to be taken care of, or are you going to, you know, have guns pulled on you as a 12-year-old who, you know, made a stupid decision, right?
Well, and that's the thing about being, you know, what certain people of color call white presenting is, you know, yes, you have ethnic background, but you can be very white presenting. Right now, I have dreadlocks. I wear a do-rag. I wear a sleeve on my head. You know, I present black. But back then, you know, if I cut my hair off and wore a suit, I could easily present white to some people. You know what I mean?
My skin
tone is that light that I feel like I can present in whatever crowd I want to.
Do you think that...
And a lot of people of color can do that because of the tone of their skin.
Right, like you were saying, your mom, for instance.
Yeah, she's so a very dark skin, and you know, it's very easily tell that she's black.
Well, I mean, does that for you... I mean, so have you presented white in the past on purpose to protect yourself?
Definitely.
Uh-huh. And that's,
definitely. I went to Colesian High School, which is a very... I don't know a polite way to put this on the radio, but it was a very racist community.
Holoquil scene.
Experience going to high school. So, yeah, I even dyed my hair blonde at one point.
Whoa. 100%
white.
I need to see those pictures.
Oh, man. I hope there is no photo evidence, but whoever's listening, if you have photo evidence of this, send it to me first before you post it online. Because, God, that blonde afro was not the deal.
You can also send it to KPTZ. We're paying good money for the blonde Sean. Just kidding, Sean. Just kidding.
Future blackmail for those who are sending death threats against me and listening.
Well, we're talking to Sean Vinson, from Black Lives Matter, Port Townsend. So here there is going to be another protest today, but I don't know. Is it a Black Lives Matter protest? What's happening?
Part of Black Lives Matter, but my organization, we're not, some of my members will be there, but we're not like... We're not putting this one on. Our next demonstration is going to be June 19th.
Okay.
June 19th is going to be our next demonstration. You're hearing it here first.
Yeah.
On filter. June 19th, we're going to protest. We haven't decided the location or time yet, but it is the day that the Emancipation Proclamation went through and the slaves were freed. Excuse me. So we're gonna celebrate black lives that day, June 19th. Somewhere in Port Townsend, location unknown.
All right. And so you're saying that like, although there may be people from BLM there at the protest today, it's not a Black Lives Matter Port Townsend event.
No, it is not an event put on by my organization.
Gotcha.
I understand it's put on by some high school kids.
Oh, cool.
And if that's the case, you know, more power to them. Yeah, get out there. I love to see the youth at these protests and at these movements supporting this thing. So, you know, we totally support them. You know, don't completely anti-violent, you know. No, we don't condone violence against the police, and we don't condone violent protests and riots or anything like that. So, you know, as long as everybody stays safe out there, we completely support it.
So just closing up our conversation, we were talking about the police before. I mean, what are some ways you could see or imagine that the police could be reformed to protect people like George Floyd from ever getting killed again, from black people, from fearing the police? What are some ideas you have on tackling that?
Even though George Floyd was killed by a knee to his neck and not a service issued weapon, I don't believe the police really need guns. I think they have enough non-lethal tactics on their person and, you know, can get some hand-to-hand close quarter combat training, you know, before they are officially allowed to wear the badge and patrol the streets. You know, non-lethal takedowns that won't kill people. You know, they don't need guns. We need to take the guns away from the police. SWAT teams, riot response teams, you know, heavily armed, whatever the situation is needed for. If it's like a bank robbery or something, yeah, sure. But I don't think regular cops need guns. It's just people keep getting killed. Black people keep getting killed. A local man, Sam Smith, who was having a mental breakdown in Seattle, was killed by Seattle police. He wasn't a black man, but he was still, you know, rest in peace to Sam Smith from Port Townsend. He was having a mental breakdown, and he was shot by the police. So, you know, I don't really think local police, city-issued cops need guns. They don't need guns, man. Take the guns away from the cops.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Happen.
I mean, the gun cops having start. Guns doesn't necessarily make me safer. I'll make me feel safer. I'll say that, you know.
It doesn't make me feel safe either.
I mean, I've never been tased before, but from what I've seen in footage, that could actually detain somebody who is trying to hurt somebody else. You could probably tase them just fine.
Tasing people, pepper spray. You know, there are plenty of other non-lethal options to take down a hostile suspect. You know. And if they're armed, you have body armor. And I mean, I just don't think they need guns. I don't think they need
guns. Sometimes I wonder, and tell me what you think about this, Sean, that when you kind of bring violent arms to solve a problem that a lot of times, and you know, you're wearing body armor to do it. I mean, what is a person who might be in a mental state that isn't safe for them or for others, that they're not necessarily going to respond like feeling safer from that. They're going to feel like, I don't know, the person's there for them. So
agitated, their adrenaline's going to kick up, and they're not going to feel safe. I know I've never felt safe when a cop has drawn adrenaline on me, so I just don't see the point.
I hear you. Well, we got to let you go to work here, and we're going to get into the tail end of the show. But in your honor and for your choice of Nina Simone, I've got another Nina Simone song to follow, and then I'm going to read a little thing about race that I think is actually really appropriate and connects to what we're talking about. And that'll be the show today. But I just want to thank you, Sean Vinson, from Black Lives Matter, Port Townsend, for being on the air with us today. And I'm really, really upset to hear about the death threat. And, you know, how can people reach out to you and support you and help protect you and your family for all the work that you're doing?
Reach out to our Facebook page on the Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County.
Is it Jefferson County, not Port Townsend?
Yeah, so it's Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County. I'm trying to cover the whole county.
Okay.
You can try to reach me on Facebook, but I'm not really. I'm filtering through my friend requests right now for my own family safety and my safety. But yeah, you can reach us, or you can join our email list. But joining the Facebook group, if you want to support the movement, that's the best way to do it, and join the email list.
So that's Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County.
Yeah, just search it up on Facebook. You'll find it.
All right. Thank you again, Sean V. Black Lives Matter.
Thank you.
No lives matter till Black Lives Matter. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Later.